Hello, and welcome to Around It About Chattanooga. I am your host, Michael Edward Miller. Our show features the people, the personalities, and the cultural events that make Chattanooga such an interesting place to live. Today is Monday, the 23rd of September, and in our first segment today, we're going to talk to a Chattanooga comedian who's producing a series of web videos and live stand-up comedy shows. Joel Ruiz has been involved in Chattanooga's comedy scene for several years. His production company is called Evett and Bloom. They host the Friendship Explosion, which brings in comedians from around the region, and the Comedy Buffet, which hosts national acts. Evett and Bloom has also released several sketch comedy videos this month. One is called Eighth Grader. It's about an accused drug dealer. Another, called Lost and Found, is about a guy who loses something very inappropriate in a bar. These sketches are funny, they're edgy, and they often contain very explicit adult language, but we're going to find at least one excerpt that's suitable for broadcast. Joel Ruiz joins us for this update on the comedy scene. Joel, welcome back to Around It About.
Thank you. Thank you for having me back. It's been a while.
You've been working hard since you've been here. You've been creating all these comedy sketches. You've been writing them, directing them, and putting them up on YouTube. Are these totally scripted, or are these kind of improv?
For the most part, they've stayed pretty scripted. Eighth Grader, the one with Kevin Bartolomucci and Chris Dorch, that probably has the most improv on it because we had the text messages that he was supposed to read from his phone.
Yeah.
They're like the anchor lines, and I told them they have to hit those every single time, but the responses they can play around with. And that's actually the one that I think came out the best because they played around with it and had a little bit of improv to it.
Eighth Grader, it's really funny. He's being accused of being a drug dealer, basically, and we can't play any of it on this show. One that we could play an excerpt of, though, it's the one called Lost and Found. This guy walks into a bar and tells the bartender he's lost something. And before we hear the excerpt of it, is there any kind of setup you'd like to do?
I worked at Hair of the Dog Pub for like 2.5 years, and I worked a lot of mornings there, and so I would see people coming in all the time from a night of drinking and being all hungover looking for a wallet, keys, cell phone, glasses, etc.
Hey, man. I think I left something here last night.
Oh, yeah? What'd you leave?
I just think I left... Well, let's put it this way. If my wife finds out I left it, I will be in trouble.
I see what's going on here. You got a little drunk last night, took off the old wedding ring, and forgot about it. It's probably laying around.
No. I have my wedding ring.
Oh, good. Okay, well, what was it then?
Like I said, it's kind of embarrassing. And again, I may have left it.
Look, just spit it out already. I don't have all day here.
I may have left my kid.
Oh, it wasn't so hard, was it?
Okay, so that was one of the sketches from Evett and Bloom Productions, which I understand is basically you. So why is it called Evett and Bloom Productions?
Because it makes it sound like it's not just me. what we do in Evett and Bloom, or what I do with Evett and Bloom, is I use it as a production company because sometimes we'll have other people working with us, like... Primarily, the two people I get to be my director of photography or run my camera are Josh Shoup from Tenskate and John Michael Brown, another local filmmaker. Chris Dortz of Means on Scenesters helps me with a lot of editing, going over scripts and stuff like that. And I use a lot of the same people because they're my friends and I can work with them. And so part of it is they are in Evett and Bloom while they're working for us. And so that's why I feel like Evett and Bloom has a better ring to it. And then also we started to put the live stand-up shows that I do under the Evett and Bloom label.
So you kind of want to brand the whole thing.
Yeah, because they're so close to one another. Because, I mean, if you're a fan of stand-up comedy, you're probably a fan of sketch comedy and vice versa. And so this way, if you come to one of my shows in town, we can also be like, hey, you know, while you're sitting at home later, check out one of our sketches. Keep up to date with all the comedy shows we got coming up and stuff like that. We're working on our website right now. We have our Facebook page as the primary one right now, but we'll be releasing a website hopefully by the time this releases. So I guess hopefully it'll be up by now.
And you've got several things going on right now. You've got something going on called the Friendship Explosion. What is that?
That's a That's our new comedy showcase. I started it because I was wanting to still help out all of my regional comic friends on the same level as I am. You know, we'd love to be able to get out of town more and get more exposure and love to be able to do longer sets. And so we started a showcase outside of the Comedy Buffet, which is the one I've done for years. We're bringing national headliners. And the Friendship Explosion is to showcase regional acts from around the Southeast. So far, we've had Nashville, Knoxville, and Atlanta. In October, we're going to have Athens, Georgia. We're going to have Birmingham, Alabama in November. And so it's just getting a group of 3 to 4 of the best and upcoming comics in these other scenes and surrounding cities and bringing them here and showing people like, hey, get to see these people now. In a couple of years, they'll be touring more. They might be on Comedy Central. And also, like I said, the reason why it's called the Friendship Explosion, because it's all friends that I've made through comedy, whether it be I met them at a show, an open mic out of town. They hit me up because they've heard about what we do here. But that's the way the local scene here has grown so much, is because all these surrounding cities like Nashville and Knoxville and Atlanta will get these big acts in there. And I'm friends with the people that booked them. So I'm like, hey, what do you think if they come down here? And so not only do I want to help out the national touring acts, I want to help out the bookers of these shows to get to come down so people get to see them.
And where are these taking place, the Friendship Explosion, the Comedy Buffet, the open mic nights, all that stuff?
They're taking place at JJ's Bohemia still. That's the primary venue that we've been using. We have our weekly comedy open mic, which is every Wednesday, 7 to 9 p.m. It's free to get up, free to watch. We've had a lot of people come out and check out stand-up, and within a couple of weeks, they've even tried it out. A few of them have stuck with it. A few of them just wanted to say they did it, mark it off a bucket list. And then the Friendship Explosion and Comedy Buffets, we do each of them once a month at JJ's. The date varies just from whenever the comics can get in town. But we have a lot of really good shows coming up, actually, within a week of each other.
Well, you've got some shows coming up at the end of this month. What are they?
Well, the first off to start is on September 24th. We have the Comedy Buffet with Shane Moss, a great comic out of New York. He's been on Conan, HBO, and a lot of great stuff. And then the following night at our open mic, we have Ben Kronberg, who's also from New York, who's going to be doing a free extended 20-minute set at the end of the open mic. It's a friend of mine. He's in town to do some shows and had a night to kill, and I offered him the open mic. And so completely free show. And then the following Tuesday, October 1st, we have the Angry Cuddles Tour with Derek Sheen and Brian.
Angry Cuddles.
Yeah, the Angry Cuddles Tour. Derek Sheen and Brian Cook from Seattle are coming out for that with Heather Thompson. So we got three great shows within a week of each other. Both the Tuesday shows are $7 at JJ's, and then the Wednesday open mic show is completely free, and all of them will have local comics. We're bringing up some comics from Atlanta and bringing some comics from Knoxville for both of them just to kind of fill out the front of the shows with completely different people. So if you go to all three shows, the only person that you'll really see consistent across the board is me. Because I run them.
Yeah. And will you be doing some of the opening stuff for them?
Yeah, I'll be opening. I'll be hosting for the 24th, and then I'll be doing a guest spot for the 1st, and then I'll also be participating in the open mic.
And you're saying Evident Bloom is on Facebook, so that's where people can like find all the information?
Yeah, right now Evident Bloom on Facebook is the best way to find it. We keep it regularly updated, and like I said, we're working on our website right now, and hopefully we'll have that up and running soon, but we'll have embedded sketches on there and keep up to date with everything like that. And we're also already working on the next batch of sketches because, like, we filmed the first 5 and the last one gets released on the 23rd, which I believe is the day this is released.
Yes, so, yeah.
So go check it out.
That's today.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, thank you so much for coming by.
Awesome. Thank you for having me.